This is Polestar, a premium electric performance car brand from Sweden, now proud to welcome the world's best golfers as the official automotive partner of LIV Golf Singapore 2024. Our fleet of Polestar 2 Fastbacks will serve as event cars and are yours to enjoy at $20,000 off with low mileage, first-hand ownership and free 4-year servicing. Visit the Polestar space at 45 Lenkey Road for a test drive now.
It's Gold 905. Sounds good. Feels good. And we have a new old Makan Kaki. He's Chef Ming Tan, who was previously with us a few years ago as a guest judge on MasterChef Singapore. These days, he's been keeping super busy with a new F&B concept and also a TV series. So we're going to catch up with him. Hi, Chef Ming.
Hi, Denise.
First of all, that new F&B concept, it's called The Refectory, right?
That's right. We're located at 351 Brattle Road. We're actually in the Secret Lab building. We take the ground floor of that, and we've got several different F&B concepts. They're all run by one team with one kitchen on the back end, so we try and feed everyone who comes by. We've got a brunch style space, we have a bar and restaurant, and then we have your everyday more accessible food items if you're, you know, working in the offices nearby or you're living nearby as well.
I felt like the building had sprung up overnight because I drive down Brattle Road very often, and suddenly it was this spanking new building with this incredible light filled ground floor space full of interesting F&B concepts. And I'm like, what is that? So I had the joy of being able to check out the bar restaurant concept called Brattle, right?
That's right. You're pronouncing it right too. It's spelled B-R-D-L, pronounced Brattle, just because we are where we are and we want to tell everyone that, look, we're in your neighborhood and your vicinity. Come by and have a drink. It can be casual. It can be fancy. It is entirely up to you. And on top of feeding everyone in the vicinity, whether you are there for work or you live nearby, we also have a very interesting mixed-use space that we often host seminars and events in, like product launches. We've done very large corporate gatherings, and I've even got a little playground studio kitchen where I do a lot of R&D work, and I hosted all our classes inside as well.
It was like a whole filming studio. Very
That's
snazzy,
right?
Indeed. Then there's that brunch place, Glean.
Glean is the act of obtaining with effort and intention, right?
Mm.
So the idea of gleaning, you know, a menu or gleaning something out of your day. A lot of our patrons spend a leisurely afternoon going through work, either on their phones and their laptops, and then they also get to enjoy food and drink, you know? We thought it would be a very nice space. One of our greatest, I think, selling points here is if you've been cooped up at home, guys, you're stuck in your home office, we have double height ceilings for days, okay? We have bright windows and massive double height ceiling. Come in, feel relaxed, enjoy the space, get some hidden space, if you will, and, you know, move out of your work from home office if it's a little bit cramped just for the afternoon.
So once again, that's The Refectory. It's like literally multi F&B concepts in one lovely, big, light flooded space at Brattle. What else can we look forward to in that gorgeous new space?
So one of the initiatives we've been putting together has been this thing called the Localized Artisanal Bazaar that we host in our space.
Mm.
So every 2 months for the last weekend of the month, we shut our restaurants and essentially change the way we serve food to allow about 40 vendors to come in and set up a bazaar. And we sell all sorts of things, artisanal craft, local makers and growers and bakers. The last one we did in February, we had such a lovely response from everyone in the McRitchie, Bishan, Toa Payoh, Marymount, Serangoon, Bukit Timah area. Everyone came down over the weekend. People were having picnic mats outside on the grass. We had pet corners. We are pet friendly for that weekend. And we serve handheld bites and items that were easy for families to go through. It was very fun. It's really a community initiative to find businesses that want to grow and send the word out, as well as businesses that are trying new things for them to test their products and items. If you've got a lineup or a bunch of things that you want to try and sell, or you're a grower of fruits, greens, plants, vegetables, or you're a maker or something, get in touch with The Refectory. We would love to put you on our schedule for one of these localized markets happening once every 2 months on the last weekend of the month over 2 days, the entire weekend.
Which means the next one that's happening would be at the end of this coming April?
That's right. April 30th, 1st of May. Yeah, May Day, basically.
Nice. Do you know who or what we can expect in this iteration?
The final information is coming out as we secure sure all the vendors. I do know offhand that we have a number of growers who are growing local leafy vegetables, microgreens, local herbs, things that you can take home and you can grow yourself. One of these is a good friend of mine, Benjamin. He runs this thing called Natsuki's Garden. Very, very exquisite little plants. He grows them straight from seedlings so that you can take these home and then continue to nurture them yourselves. We've also got a list and a lineup of potential bakeries, local coffee guys. Last edition, we had a local coffee roaster that sold, I think, more coffee over the weekend than he had for a while already. And everyone were just coming and smelling his different types of beans and then grinding them on the spot and then taking them back in sealed containers. It was great.
If we wanted to get updates on exactly what we can expect,
the Refectory Facebook page as well as our Instagram page will have all sorts of information on the previous editions as well as the next upcoming edition of the localized markets. Just head over there and you'll find all sorts of information on the vendors that we are bringing in and what to expect over that weekend.
Once again, what's the exact address?
351 Brattle Road. We're located at unit 0101.
Nice. Looking forward to it. And okay, so you're doing all of that, but on top of that, you're also, I don't know how you find the time to host this TV series. When we come back after this break, our Makan Kaki, Chef Ming Tan, will tell us more about what he's been doing with Channel News Asia. Stay with us on this Tasty Thursday. It's the 31st of March.
Losing muscle mass as we age has a profound impact on our quality of life. The bad news is that the gradual loss of muscle mass, or sarcopenia, can affect 1 in 4 Singaporeans above the age of 50. The good news is that you can take steps to slow down this process. Regular resistance exercise and a balanced diet with a good amount of protein will help strengthen and build muscle mass.
Drink 2 glasses of Marigold HL milk daily to get 20 grams of protein.